This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, so welcome once again. I'm Diana Winston. I'm the Director of Mindfulness Education at the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center. Happy, as always, to be with all of you to practice mindfulness. And mindfulness, as many of you are familiar with, is, as I define it, paying attention to our present moment experiences with openness and curiosity and a willingness to be with that experience. So really, how do we show up for life? How do we find a place of connection to ourselves where we're not lost in the past, not lost in the future, but right here, right now? And I think many of you, especially those of you who've been practicing for some time, know the value of this practice for just giving us a kind of like a rudder during these crazy times that we're living in, that we have this time and place to return to ourselves, to come to a place of ease and well-being, or to regulate emotions when emotions are difficult, to find, it's such an important self-care tool. And also a place that is, it teaches us this balance and even-mindedness, how to find that resource within ourselves in spite of the changing conditions of this world. So last week, if you were here, I did some walking meditation, and I took advantage of the fact that we are no longer in an auditorium to teach us a way to do mindfulness through a body-based practice. And so we did some walking and standing meditation. And I want to do one more in that spirit this week, because for some people, sitting still is hard. Actually, for some people, when they try to meditate, it's hard to stay with ourselves because there's so much going on. And sometimes even it might be easy in one day, but difficult in another day. So I have that experience. I have that experience myself. And I've heard this from students countless times that, you know, they were really being consistent with their meditation practice. And then one day it just felt impossible to be mindful because maybe there's a lot of worry or there's something going on in life that feels really like hard or scary, or, you know, it's hard to sit with ourselves. So there are other ways to practice mindfulness, and this is another way. And this is a way of mindfulness in our bodies, awareness of our bodies. When we do this practice, the invitation is to move our bodies in such a way where we are connected, we're connected to the sensations of the experience. So I did this last week, but if you were every now, let's do it again one more time for those of you who missed it. Just raise your hand up and down. Just everybody try it. Boom, down. Okay. And if I were to ask you what you noticed, I'm guessing you didn't notice a lot. But now do it again. Do it with your eyes closed, the same motion, but slow it down. And notice all of the sensations, the stretching, the lifting, the air against your hand. And as you drop, there's a heaviness and a hardness and a soft. And just let your hand drop. Okay. If your eyes were closed, you can either one, keep them open or closed as you wish. But what you probably experienced this time was a lot of sensation, because you were attending, you were in the present moment with the physicality of the experience. And so mindful movement is keeping our body and mind in the same place, that when we're moving, we are noticing all of the sensations, and it can be very, very, it can lead to a lot of peacefulness. It can lead to connection. It can just be very soothing. It can be relaxing. And it's another way to practice mindfulness. So what I want to do now is we will start with some movement meditation where we'll practice this and for a longer time. Please know that if you have any kind of physical limitations, take care of yourself, just do what you can do. If you also don't want to and you'd rather sit down and practice in the way that you're familiar with, that's fine too. But this, I just want to offer this as another alternative, because for some people an embodied practice can be tremendously helpful. I'm not going to be standing up because I don't have a camera set up in that way, but I'll just be talking you through, and I might do some of it if you want to look at my screen, and otherwise just see what happens. Okay. So to do this, if you have the space in your room and all you need is a space to stand with a little space to move around, not take steps, but just space around you, if you wouldn't mind standing up, if you want to try this. Your camera can be on or off as you wish. And just make sure you have a little space to kind of move your arms around you, like almost like a bubble around you. And if you're comfortable closing your eyes, you can do that. If you're concerned about balance, just hold on to something, or you can keep your eyes open. And as we're standing here, notice your body present. Notice what's happening inside your body. You might gently scan your body for any areas of tension or tightness. Softening if you can, finding a place of relaxation while standing, if that's possible. And then noticing your feet on the ground, and really feeling the support of the earth below you, no matter how many stories above the ground you are. It's holding us up. And just notice your body standing here in stillness, in space, what that feels like in this present moment. And now let's begin to rotate our head. You can drop your left ear to your left shoulder, right ear to right shoulder. You can move it in that direction. You can move your head up and down. Any way that feels like a nice stretch for you. And as you're doing this, and do it slowly, so really slowly, feeling all of the sensations. There's tightness and release. You might want to rotate your head entirely, but just really listen into your body and go towards what feels good that you can stay present for. It may just be that you want to turn your head a little to the right, a little to the left, and breathe and notice the sensations. And then come back to the center and just pause. So we're back to stillness. And we'll pause after each of these exercises. So as we're doing these, the idea is not about how flexible we can be. It's about how embodied we can be, how present in our experience. And if we're not, that's okay. Your attention wanders, just bring it back. So now let's lift up our shoulders up, back, and down. And then at your own pace, gently rotating your shoulders up, back, and down. And breathing, and go in the opposite direction. And just noticing all of the sensations. If it feels like enough movement and you want to pause, feel free to pause. Just go to where it feels good. Feel where it's pleasant. And maybe there's some discomfort or unpleasantness. That's fine. That might happen. Just to notice, and then bringing your shoulders to stillness. And now taking your arms over to the sides or in front of you, wherever you have room, like you have wings, and begin to slowly lift your arms up to the top, to the towards the ceiling, noticing all the sensations. And when you get to the top, you can interlace your fingers together and turn your palms upward to the sky. And just feel that nice stretch in your full body, breathing. And then if it's too intense, release your fingers. Just feel the whole stretch, your body awake, present. And then very gently let the fingers fall to the side, like wings or wings of a butterfly, slowly coming down, noticing the tingling, the warmth, the heaviness. Maybe there's some discomfort. And now at your own pace, if you want to, there's an exercise, we call it flying, where you just keep doing this. Do it for a couple more times at your own pace. You might be able to see me if you're not sure what I'm doing, but just wings. It's called flying, right? As if you were a bird. Staying attuned, attentive to those sensations. If your attention wanders off, come back. And if you're still sitting and you didn't want to get up, you can even do this while you're sitting. And anytime you want to stop and pause, do that. Slow it down, speed it up, your choice. And then bringing your hands down to this, to your sides, and noticing the effect, relief, release, warmth, tingling, taking a breath or two. And now you can gently twist to the side and to the other side. And so if you wanna, for those of you who are standing, if you wanna swing your arms a little bit as you twist left and right, if you just wanna make subtle movements, that's fine too. And getting a gentle stretch of your upper body, staying attentive and present, going towards the pleasure if there is. And then coming back to center, pausing, noticing the effect. And now rotating your hips. You can make circles with your hips, just waking up this part of our body. And always do what feels okay to you. You always have choice. You always have the option to do this or not do it. You can go in different directions. You can make figure eights with your hips. So waking it up, feeling the sensations moving in your hips, your waist. And then coming to stillness, pausing. Sensing. When we stop, is that when your mind goes off and thinks about other things? If so, just bring it right back. And onto your left foot, put your weight onto your left foot, and however it works for you, so if you can rotate your right ankle and knee and hip joint, just getting some motion in different directions. And shifting over to the other foot, rotating your ankle, knee, hip joint. And now I invite you to move your body in any way that would feel good to you right now. So this is the free form section, but just to keep the spirit of this mindfulness, the mindful awareness of our bodies, but really deeply listening to what your body wants. Like, oh, I would just love to stretch in this way. And do it with awareness. So keeping our minds in our bodies, feeling the sensations, listening to what my body needs right now. We'll just do this for like a minute or two. You might make very subtle movements. Or very larger, grosser movements, your choice. And now coming into some stillness as we stand, sensing how is my body at the end of all of this mindful movement? And how is my mind? Am I more present, attuned? Am I less? There's not a right or wrong answer. It's just what is happening for me. Can we notice with awareness? And if you found this to be useful, please, of course, do more of it. And if you didn't, have to do it again, just to notice and take stock. At this point, I invite you to, if you want to sit back down, if you're enjoying standing or even enjoying moving, can continue. And as you shift into the sitting meditation, notice maybe the impact of the movement on your mind right now. We can turn our attention to the sounds around us, listening to the sounds as they come and go. As some of you know, it's helpful to have a main focus to our meditation, our home base, our anchor. So for some people, it's listening to the sounds. For others, it's our breathing. So I just invite you to find your anchor, your breath in your abdomen or chest or nose. Rising, falling. In, out. It might be listening to sounds. If you're new, just to find where do you feel your breath the clearest in your body. And see if you can stay there feeling breath after breath. or sound after sound. Now, for those of you who are still in motion, your home base is the sensations in your body, the changing sensations. Or if you're standing, the changing sensations in your feet. So we stay with our home base, and then at some point our attention wanders off. We notice it, we can say thinking, and then return attention back to our home base. And keep doing that again and again. And that's a great way to start out if you're just starting out. And those of you with experience know that we can also include other aspects of our experience when it becomes obvious, predominant. So you're with your breath, you start to feel sad. It's really obvious. You notice it. You feel it. What am I noticing in my body? Might even bring some kindness to yourself. Let's go into some silent practice for this next part of the meditation. Just about 5 minutes. for the last few minutes of the meditation. If you are enjoying staying in still, seated, stay. If you want to go back to a little movement or just incorporate some movement in the sitting, you can do that now. But I just want to invite us to send some kindness to ourselves in whatever way makes sense to you. Some of you are familiar with the kindness practice. You can just imagine kindness from our heart moving through our bodies. And as our bodies move or sit still, we wish for strength and resiliency and health. May our bodies, our hearts and minds be at ease. May we have peace and joy and well-being. Just really offering some kindness to these incredible bodies that serve us so well, some for better or for worse, of course. Just honoring, acknowledging our human bodies. And then sending kindness out to all of the people who are listening right now and beyond. Wishing that their bodies stay healthy, strong, heal, are resilient. And that their minds and hearts are happy and peaceful, even in the midst of challenging times. May we all find resiliency, ease, and well-being. Thanks for your practice today, and I hope you enjoy just another way to practice mindfulness. And I'm happy to write in the chat if you have any reflections on what that was like to do that type of meditation, a movement meditation. And I'm also going to stay on for the next 5 to 10 minutes if anyone has any questions about their practice. And a couple more announcements. The UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center has all sorts of classes. The center I work for, lots of classes and events. I am teaching a day on Saturday. There's still spots available. It's an online meditation retreat for the day, and the topic is cultivating self-compassion. So if that's interesting to you, you can come join our session on Saturday. And otherwise, I think we've lots coming up, and don't forget the UCLA Mindful app, where all of these sessions you can listen to anytime you want. It's a free app, and I look forward to seeing you in the future.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.